Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, my friends, it's already the 26th day, and I'm glad that you've joined us on this Monday edition, again, July 26th, 2004, on this Monday. The websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. Big broadcast lined up. There's just so much news. We got three guests coming up and wide open telephones. But after the first break, in the second segment, I got a story to tell you. I am very lucky to be alive after what happened last night. To put it mildly, we drove through a tornado. And I didn't know it at the time. And my truck is totaled. But I tell you, we came out of it almost without a scratch. It was just me and my father driving back from seeing my uncle. And we slowed down about 45, 50 miles an hour because it was raining hard off and on. The wind was high. We're about to pull over. And, I'll tell you the story coming up. But it feeds into just everyday life and the nature of the world and the facts of life and death and how fragile life is and how dangerous it is to be out driving on the highways, period, much less when there's a flash tornado. We go from blue skies in about 20 minutes to pouring down rain in a tornado. But FBI probes report group planning convention attack. And again, the group planning, this is domestic. And, of course, it's one of the little anarchist groups, which we know are hired thugs of the government. In my Police State 2 film, Police State 2, The Takeover, I have video of police admitting that they were hired by the government, housed by the government, protected by the government in Seattle. And they've been hired around the country to go out and create a crisis so the black ski mask ninja Darth Vader police can attack them. And there are Homeland Security helicopters, U.S. Army troops, National Guard, you've got state police, local police, training you how to be a slave. That's all this is about. That's exactly what's happening here. So we'll get into that. And we've got some guests coming on who took photos that the press hasn't shown you in detail of these protester cages. A bunch of them are under a train station at basement level where no one can see them in barbed wire cages, and the media is not allowed down to interview them. So your new freedom is actually in a cage. So we'll cover that report as well. And I've talked about how they're going to make us take vaccines that will change our brain makeup, that will change our attitudes and behavior. There have been discussions of doing a blood test, and if you have DNA that shows you might be aggressive in life, by law they're going to give you a shot that changes your brain chemistry. Deadly stuff. They're already doing that with many vaccines, by the way, that just reduce IQ in the general public. But this is out of the mainstream news, my friends. And it says they're going to make children take it. Children to get jabs against drug addiction. London Independent. Ministers consider vaccination scheme, heroin, cocaine, and nicotine targeted that change the brain chemistry to where you cannot be receptive to these. Of course, it'll also block your natural endorphins and make you a very unhappy, depressed person and alter your brain. But, hey, it's all part of freedom, you know, injecting you to change your brain chemistry. So we'll get into that as well. There's just so much coming up. The new passports to have trackable microchips in them. And, again, just so much more, but I'll briefly tell you the story of what happened last night. I am blessed to be here. I thank God, thank Yahweh, thank Jesus, that we're alive, because it was amazing. And I'll tell you the story when we get back. Stay with us, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Alex Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
My family is breathing easier, and now you can too. Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the Biozone Air Purifier. The Biozone Air Purifier is not a filter system. It works at the molecular level, binding the small bits of dust, allergens, and other particles in your air into clumps that are too heavy to float. They fall harmlessly to the floor to be literally swept away. Nothing escapes. The Biozone Air Purifier also kills virus and bacteria germs and totally removes odors. Out on the farm, we have several cats and two big dogs, so pet odors can be a concern. But like the odors from anything else, simply gone. Smoke? My wife and I don't, but several of our friends do. Our Biozone air purifier clears out that smoke literally within minutes. I use it myself, and I'm telling you, your Biozone air purifier will improve the air in your home. It even comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee and free shipping. Call toll-free 888-88-MY-AIR today. That's 1-888-88-MY-AIR. Or visit www.purifymyair.com. That's purifymyair.com. Order yours today, and you'll get a bathroom ionizer, a $40 value, free. Get your Biozone air purifier today, and you'll be breathing easier, too.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, it is Monday, the 26th day of July, 2004. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you so much for joining us. I am lucky to be alive. Blessed to be alive is the proper term. I haven't had a car wreck in many years, and my wife and mother drove in my wife's car, and I drove in my truck out to Fredericksburg, Texas for my uncle's birthday yesterday. And we were driving back. We were going to stay later, but we saw this giant storm rolling across the hills and mountains of, out there in the hill country. And it was moving really fast. It traveled about 15 miles in about 30 minutes. We could see it off at a distance. And we got caught by it, and then other storms developed. And as we got into the edge of Johnson City, out on 290, you're saying, why are you telling the story? Well, you'll hear why. We're driving along, and other cars are driving about 65 down the 70-mile-an-hour highway. My dad says, you might want to slow down. This looks like really bad weather. And you would drive into torrential sheets of rain where you could barely see in front of your car. Then it would get clear. And we're driving along, and then all of a sudden, the vehicle just spins twice, flies off the highway, down the embankment, my Tahoe, down the gully into two huge oak trees and crushes about 4 or 5 feet of the car in. And, I mean, the shock was so powerful into the back of the vehicle that the ceiling of the car fell in, despite the fact that it wasn't even struck by the trees. And as we're flying off the highway, I told my dad, brace for impact. It was like a movie. You're about to crash a plane. All I said was, brace for impact. And we hit so hard that the steering wheel broke in my hands. The steering column just smashed in. And there we were, about 20 feet off the side of the road, backed into these oak trees. And then I climbed out of the vehicle, walked up to the side of the highway. The fire ants, when it rains, all come out of the ground and climb up to the top of the grass. Got fire ants all over my feet. But we are so blessed that we were not killed, because if we would have hit the trees side on, I mean, it crushed in 4 or 5 feet at the back on straight on the back and on one of the sides, and knocked out all the windows in the back and the sides, that it probably would have really hurt one of us or killed one of us. And my dad thought he was okay. He was going to take me to get a rent car early this morning. He started a week-long vacation today, so he could do it. He lives down the road from me. And I called this morning and said, hey, Dad, you're not here at 8 o'clock. And he said, well, I was up all night. I had a concussion. And my dad's, you know, got a medical degree. He's a doctor, so he knows these things. His pupils were different sizes, and he was throwing up all night. I got a headache and a neck ache out of it. I may have a concussion, but just still, thank God we're not dead. But we got blown off the road. I thought maybe we hydroplaned or got blown off. I didn't know. But then the state police pulled up, two different cars, really nice guys. One of them is a fan of the radio show and listens to it. And the other one, I knew who I was, but hadn't heard the show. So nice. I mean, they were out there in the driving rain with lightning blowing trees up nearby. I mean, this was really scary weather. And they gave us some towels and helped us because the vehicle had the windows knocked out and was pouring rain. And just that's the type of officers we need, just like firefighters. A firefighter stopped, and he was the first to stop and help us. But then I'm sitting there in the police radio, and they go, yeah, we just got hit by a good-sized tornado in Johnson City. That's 3 miles ahead. And they said it was coming from the direction of Fredericksburg and tore up some trees. And driving in, we noticed some trees were down and parts of trees in the road. And other cars were just driving 65 miles an hour. They were going around us. I had slowed down, which in a way might have actually got us caught in the tornado, because we were about 2-3 miles outside Johnson City where the tornado, we found out, had touched down. Then it touched down again in town. Power was off in town, power lines down, tore up a couple houses, overturned some cars, we found out. And so I believe it was high winds from the tornado or from a funnel that literally, because, you know, I've hydroplaned before, and the water wasn't that deep where we were at, and I was going slow enough to not hydroplane. I mean, the car just literally spun, got almost picked up, it felt like, and thrown off the highway into these oak trees. So that's the story, and God, thank you for your protection. who knows if that wouldn't have happened. The tornado hit in the middle of town a few minutes later. I might have been hit by the tornado that hit cars in town. People barely got out of some of their cars because the flooding in town was so bad. In fact, I heard firefighters on the radio going, they're barely getting out. Water just overtook the vehicle. My God, they may be in the vehicle. Get out. They got out. Good. I mean, this is what I was hearing on the radios inside the police car. And they were saying, man, you're really lucky to be alive. If that would have hit the side of your vehicle, you'd be dead or injured really bad. Because, again, the back of the truck, steel bumper, everything of the Tahoe was smashed in almost up to the back seats. And then another tree hit on the side of the back panel and crushed the whole door in. But we instantly stopped. I mean, we hit that thing and just bam! And I thought we got away completely scot-free, minus the fire ant bites, but because they were very angry that we had plowed through their home. These horrible Brazilian ants we have down here. Stowaways from Brazil back in the 50s. But I probably got literally 50 fire ant bites. My feet are swollen up and red. But I hope my dad's going to be all right. I'm sure he is. She's out taking care of business today. But concussion, up all night throwing up with his pupils different sizes, a bruise on the brain, but I guess I didn't get a concussion, though I do have a headache. But all the time I talk about how you can die in a minute. You can fall down the stairs, break your neck. The number one cause of death in this country below the age of 55 is automobile accident. What is it, like 400,000, 390,000 people die a year in cars? I think it's like 12 times what die from guns. I think 10 times what die from drowning. Literally, leaving my uncle's, we saw a tree get blown up by lightning 200 yards from us. Then we're driving down the road 30 miles later by Johnson City see lightning hitting trees. I mean, this was wild weather because it was broad daylight at 6:30 when we left his house with the storm coming, and it was dark black once we went into the storm, and it just happened so quickly. But, you know, I talk about that all the time. You're afraid to fight the New World Order. Oh, they might come get you. You're afraid to speak up. Your neighbors might think you're weird or, you know, have bizarre ideas. But you'll get in your car. You'll give your 16-year-old son or daughter, with almost no training, and this is where I believe there should be more training, an automobile. And statistically, that's where most of the deaths come from, is people 16 to 18. I haven't had a wreck since I was a teenager, and I had a few bad wrecks. And frankly, in hindsight, I don't think I'm going to let my children have automobiles until they're 20. Of course, they're not going to listen to that, but I'm going to make them go through just, I don't know, maybe send them to Germany for their driver's test or something where it's more intensive. But by and large, I'm a good driver. And, you know, I defensively drive, but I guess there's nothing you can do when the tornado hits you. And the police seem to believe that we were hit by the tornado, because they looked at what happened, and there were really no skid marks on the highway. It was like the car was... All I know is the car was spinning around in circles and felt like it was off the ground and then thrown into trees. So I know there was a tornado touching down at that very time. Again, my friends, you never know when it's your time. Life is so fragile, so beautiful, so special, and... You know, we take these risks to own automobiles, and I think those risks are worth it. But at the same time, until you're 55, then it's heart attacks and cancer. The number one thing in your life to worry about is your automobile. And so I ask you the psychological question. Why do you get in your truck or car and not worry about it and get out there on the interstate highway driving 70 miles an hour with all this steel and aluminum and concrete around you and not worry? But then you're afraid that the men in black ski masks are going to come get you if you fight corruption. I mean, look, life is a battlefield. Life is so short, and you might as well live it well and live it with good morals and stand up against evil. Because when it's your time, it's your time. I mean, I had high winds, probably a tornado, pick me up and throw me off the highway like a matchbox. And, I'm still here just because God wants me to still be here. And the moment God doesn't want me to be here, I won't be here anymore. And so kiss your wife, kiss your husband, hug your children, you know, call your grandma, tell her that you love her. And I'm always talking like this because I realize how short life is and how special and fleeting it is. But, I mean, even more, just realize that you're not going to be able to hang on to it. You're going to die someday, so you might as well get over it and accept it. And I tell you, you know how when you're got your adrenaline flowing and you're in a life-and-death situation and your brain knows it? When my car was picked up flying off that embankment down towards those huge oak trees, I just looked over at my father and I said, brace yourself for impact. And I looked at him and I loved him so much. And my only concern was, God, and I remember thinking this, please don't let my dad die. Take me, but don't take my dad. I just looked at him there, and I said, brace for impact, and I watched him tense, and then I turned and hit so hard that the steering wheel broke, folks. And I'm not even hurt. Amazing. Talk about, wow. All right, we'll get into all the news, and believe me, there's a lot of it when we get back, and we'll take your calls. Please stay with us.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over a moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
I'm a nurse, and I injured my back, and I've lost 22 pounds and 9 inches. I would definitely recommend Vim and Vigor.
As far as losing weight, Vim and Vigor is the best investment I ever made. It actually works.
I have tried and been on so many weight loss things over the years. I've tried many, many products. I have never experienced anything like collagenate. I have lost 17 pounds in a little less than 8 weeks. It truly works. Collagenate is wonderful.
Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through Collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate really does work. And it's healthy for you, too. Call Vim and Vigor today. 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. Get $25 off a 3-month supply of Collagenate. So call now. 1-800-622-THIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2. Back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We've got three different groups of people coming on live from the Democratic National Convention in Boston, Mass., starting in the middle of the next hour. And I'm sure a lot of you watched it on television. It is indescribable. Black Homeland Security, Blackhawks flying around, regular Army, National Guard, police in federally issued black combat outfits with body armor. And they have cages built underneath the train station a half mile away from the convention center where no one will see them. And you'd see these photos at InfoWars.com. For some reason, Murphy's Law, the site is rarely down. It is down down right now, I'm told. We've been having that happen lately and the denial of service type stuff. But where you get a couple million hits in a few seconds, that's not normal. That's something that's doing that. But you can go to prisonplanet.tv. It's on its own server. And look at a lot of this news, prisonplanet.tv. And we're about to set up Infowars.net in the next 2 weeks. It's set up now for years, but revamp it, and it's going to be its own mirror site as well with daily updates of news. But you can go to websites like cprfordemocracy.com and look at photos where underground they have cages, where the people are locked in cages, I'm not kidding, by the police. What the news shows you is the barbed wire fences that contain the convention center itself and go, oh, the protesters are behind these cages. No, the protesters are actually inside small cages that are behind those fences. And the police are saying, oh, we're looking for some type of anarchist group to attack again. And, of course, just like in D.C. or at the WTO meeting in Miami or Seattle in 99 or what happened in Genoa, Italy a few years ago, in every case, these guys show up, burn trash cans, throw Molotov cocktails at police cars. The police sit there and take it or ordered to. We have this on video in my film, The Takeover. Then the anarchists are housed in a government building protected by the government, and openly we have police admitting they work for the government. But it'll be in the local newspaper, never in the national newspaper. And so then this lets them say, see, the protests are bad. We've got to ban protests or have protest zones or issue more of these black helmets and black body armor and rubber bullets to the police to deal with terrorists. And now they've got army troops with M60 machine guns. Heavy machine guns, folks, pointing down at the crowds. I mean, what does this do to stop terrorists? And again, who are the terrorists? You look at who engineered 9/11. You look at who carried out September 11th. You look at who's behind the terror attacks. We have the official government plans to carry out terror attacks and blame it on enemies and be used as a pretext for a police state crackdown here domestically. They say the terrorists attacked us because they hate our freedom. So I guess the government's going to get rid of our freedom, then the terrorists won't want to attack us. And it's just horrible to watch this unfold. What do you think about it? 1-800-259-9231. The FBI said on Friday it was probing unconfirmed information, always unconfirmed, that a domestic group is planning to disrupt next week's Democratic National Convention by attacking media vehicles with explosives or incendiary devices. The Federal Bureau of Investigation's Boston field office said the statement that members of the Boston Joint Terrorism Task Force were looking into that matter and that it would release more details if there's any credible information. And they think it's a domestic group, perhaps anarchist. And every time they say anarchist, that's government crisis creators. Meanwhile, Homeland Security officer charged in tourist beating, Buffalo, New York, NBC3, a Homeland Security inspector is charged with violating a Chinese tourist's civil rights at a border crossing in Buffalo after the altercation left the innocent woman's eyes nearly swollen shut. The incident occurred late Wednesday at the Rainbow Bridge on the U.S.-Canadian border in Niagara Falls after Customs and Border Protection officers confiscated marijuana from a male pedestrian. Witnesses say the officer, Robert Rose, mistakenly believed the woman standing nearby was involved, sprayed her with pepper spray, and threw her against a wall. They say he kneed her in the head as she knelt on the ground. Yeah, they sit on your head. And struck her head on the ground while holding her hair. The woman had bumps and bruises on her face and head. And turns out that he tried to lie, but other cops said no, he really did attack her for no reason. So good cops are now ensuring this thug is in trouble. Good job. Poor woman. All right, the really big news is coming up. Your calls as well. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Just once, I'd like to clean my car's leather upholstery without sliding across the seat on every turn. Just once, I'd like to get a beautiful shine without a slick, oily residue that attracts dust and dirt. Introducing Just Once, the amazing non-slip protectant. Just Once cleans, protects, and shines vinyl, leather, rubber, and hard plastics. Its patented formula eliminates slippery surfaces, provides optimum UV protection against the sun's harmful rays, and outlasts those other less effective formulas. Just Once is excellent for use on cars, trucks, motorcycles, boats, truck bedliners, and RVs. You can use it on dashboard, leather and vinyl interiors, motorcycle seats and tires, floor mats, convertible tops, brake pedals, or anywhere you need ultimate protection, including leather furniture, shoes, and purses. Just Once has been used commercially nationwide, and now it's available to you. To order, call 888-578-6623 or visit justonce.com on the World Wide Web. That's justonce.com.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Somebody wants to sue you. With a few keystrokes, anyone can find out your net worth. Everything that you've worked hard for can be taken away from you as fast as you can say, frivolous lawsuit. Whether it's the IRS, a vindictive ex-spouse, or an average Joe off the street, don't let them have it. The Asset Protection Team can show you how to protect yourself from anybody that wants to sue you. Simple, fast, affordable, and bulletproof. Let the Asset Protection Team show you how. Call now, 888-240-3337. That's 888-240-3337. Or visit AssetProtectionTeam.com. Don't wait. Plan your strategy today before you encounter a lawsuit, bankruptcy, accident, judgment, lien, probate, creditor, medical crisis, malpractice, or worse. Plan today before you are confronted with a false claim, divorce, audit, state agency, federal agency, restraining order, an angry ex-partner, or worse. Visit AssetProtectionTeam.com or call 888-240-3337.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, my friends, coming up in an hour, we're having three different groups on who are at the Democratic National Convention out in Boston to talk about the military, loaded machine guns aimed at people, the protesters confined to cages, in some cases that are in underground facilities where no one can even see them. I mean, folks, this is just unbelievable, the stuff that's going on. I know that we've also got a lot of callers that are holding. We'll get to you as well. I've got news about vaccines that change your brain chemistry so you, quote, can't get addicted to drugs. Very, very serious information. A lot of news about how they want to make the digital passports now have a trackable RFID long-distance chip in them with a large antenna woven into the card itself that can be picked up from hundreds of yards away to be tracked and traced. Just a plethora of news. Briefly, I'd like to invite all the listeners to visit prisonplanet.tv and to click through our secure, safe online shopping cart and to look at the videos I've produced. 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, part two of that, The Masters of Terror, detail who was really behind September 11th, the military-industrial complex, and the impossibility of the official story we've been told. We know the official story is a lie. We know the government had prior knowledge and was involved. Also, we carry George Humphrey's new video about 9/11, 9/11, The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati, Eric Hupschman's video on VHS and DVD, 9/11, Painful Deceptions. So I've got four different films on 9/11, two of mine and one of George Humphrey and one of Eric Hupschman's, the best videos I've seen out there, bar none, folks, and I encourage all of you to get them. Big discounts when you get three or more of any of my 10 films or the other videos that are out there. The toll-free number to get the videos is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. The videos are $25.95 apiece, and they're $20 if you order three or more of any of the 10 titles. Also, like with George Humphrey's video, you get a free color book, 80-plus page booklet with it about 9/11. You get a second copy for $14.95 and three booklets. So that's three booklets and two videos or DVDs for $34.95. And we've got a lot of other different specials with the books and books on tape and other films that we carry. If you want to call and ask the operators about it or different specials, the toll-free number again is 1-888-253-3139. And, of course, you can also order via our Safe Secure Shopping Cart, PrisonPlanet.tv links through to that Yahoo Shopping Cart. Now, I know we've got loaded phone lines and a bunch of news to get to, and I met this man about a month and a half ago. He sent me his resume, documents, you name it, very articulate, great individual, freedom lover, very astute. He's one of those folks, you talk to him, you know he knows what he's talking about, Richard Franklin. And he was in the military, a military air traffic controller assigned to the FAA in civilian towers. And he can lay it out for you real quick, the impossibility of the stand down with NORAD. That had to be on purpose, and what happened with the air traffic controllers. And we're going to have him on for the next 50 minutes or so, but we're also going to get into other news with him and take your calls. And Mr. Franklin, I am honored to have you on with us today, sir.
Well, I'm glad to talk to you. I appreciate it.
Tell us just a little bit about yourself, and then basically we should have the conversation that we had at that Truth Seekers meeting a month and a half ago.
The whole 9/11 premise bothered me when I first heard about it. Knowing, having been an air traffic controller for 6 years, I was in the military for 11 years. I was in SAC for five of those years, and I just know that the whole 9/11 thing could not have happened the way they tried to say it happened. And the problem with it is, the one thing the 9/11 Commission has not addressed, and they've continued to try to hide, is the fact that the air traffic control situation has never been addressed. And neither has the fact that the military, again, didn't do what they were supposed to do. They haven't addressed those issues at all. They just kind of glossed over them and took it as the assumption as being fact. And with the understanding that if the assumption is incorrect, then everything that comes from that is also a lie.
Now, Richard, you're a successful businessman here in Austin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fellow going around doing well in business, you know, wearing the suit, the whole nine yards. Why have you decided to go public and speak out?
Specifically for the reason that there are several people who I know have information about this who are afraid to speak out about it. Having been in the military myself, I know that in most cases you're afraid of losing your pension, retirement, whatever it might be. Several of the air traffic controllers on the civilian side are probably doing the same thing, probably shaking their boots, not being allowed to say anything. They can't touch me, so I'm not really worried about that.
Now, describe your job with the military assigned to the, with the FAA. Describe how things really work, because I talked to you about this. I mean, flying with my father, if there was a storm or something when I was growing up, he, in his Cessna, would fly around it, and there's a lot of controlled airspace in Texas, and he would have to radio them and explain. They give him an exact flight plan. If he deviated just a half mile, they would launch F-16s. Everybody who's a pilot knows this. Within minutes, they'll launch jets on you. But on this day, the most controlled airspace in the world, the Eastern Corridor,
right,
East Coast, D.C., New York Corridor, you got four planes for hours, people knowing they're hijacked and nothing happens. Break that down for us.
Well, let's look at the first aircraft that was flying over northwestern Pennsylvania, supposedly going to be heading toward Washington, D.C., which you had to ask yourself how they knew it was going toward Washington, D.C. If they didn't know about that on on September the 10th, how did they know that about that on September the 12th? That's where they're going to be flying unless they had a flight plan for these guys. Plus, that's a over 800-mile trip. I'm sure it was going to go through several people's airspace at that time. How were they going to make that flight without the help of air traffic control? You don't do that visually from 30,000 feet. There are no landmarks to see at that point. So we're asking ourselves several questions that were never presented. We were presented with facts without having asked the question. The LaGuardia, Kennedy Air Force, Kennedy there and Newark International is the most densely populated air traffic in the country. And that's the busiest time at that time during the day. If you notice, if you go back and look at the 9/11 pictures, there are no other aircraft in the sky at that time. They've lied about the conversation they've had with the aircraft. You haven't heard any of those tapes. They said they destroyed them initially. I'm sorry. The initial lie was there was a lot of air traffic control clutter, which never happens. That was the initial lie.
Then 2 months ago, they said we accidentally destroyed five tower tapes.
Right.
And then now they're releasing select clips.
Right. Well, first of all, there would have been several different facilities that would have contacted these aircraft. That's the first problem they
have. They said five. Is that accurate?
Absolutely not. I mean, they didn't talk to the tower. The tower wouldn't have had control over it in the first place. There would have been TRACOMs. There would have been centers. They weren't in tower control. Tower normally is only going to deal with somebody that's going to be landing at the airline, in which case, if they were, maybe the tower was in control until...
Okay, then who are the five? Who are the five controllers or five control bases they're talking to?
They've got the center of the country there. You've got the part in the middle, the eastern part of the country, eastern seaboard. You've got the people who control everything that's going on right over the Pennsylvania, Ohio area. And you've got the stuff that's going on in the Washington D.C. area. So you have three different centers that would have been controlled. But at no point in time would you have gotten rid of those tapes. Those tapes are kept for 5 years minimum. In the case of an incident, 10 years. So they would have had to keep the
tapes. Now, the Associated Press had the NTSB saying, oh, we always destroy these, we just got rid of these five tapes.
No, absolutely not. There's no way they would have gotten rid of tapes, especially if there was incidents on those tapes. But here's the real problem they have with even say they got rid of the tapes. Let's get past that. Let's give them that. Let's go back and look at the fact that everybody out there is on the same frequency in a given area. At some point in time, air traffic controllers would have been talking to other aircraft to make sure that I have no control over the aircraft that's out of my control at this point. Let me make sure I give you a vector away from where they're flying. You still have the ability to go back to those black boxes and listen to those conversations. We haven't heard any of those conversations yet.
They say all four were destroyed, but two passports magically fall from the sky unburned.
Oh, well, when we go back to that, again, we're given facts before we're asking questions. We said we knew these guys left from Boston. They left the IDs. Well, if they were going to kill themselves, why would they use fake IDs? That's ridiculous. But the reality is you have to look at those planes being flown, VFR. They were flying visually. They were going to fly from Washington. They were flying from Pennsylvania to Washington without any landmarks, no help, with no air traffic control help. The same thing with the aircraft in Albany. But then we look at what the standard procedures would have told us to do. Now we've been
told. Let's stop right there, Mr. Franklin, because talking to pilots, commercial pilots, you can't fly from one point to another mm-hmm. off the landmarks at 30,000 feet. You mm-hmm. have to have those radio beacons, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Explain that to people.
They give you a vector, and then you tune into the beacon that you're flying to.
Yeah, how do you fly perfectly? Two planes and another plane into a Pentagon and two towers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's another question that was not addressed. How were they able to fly through this airspace, no near hits, busiest time of the day, nobody's telling them which way to go. But the other problem I'm having is the fact that they flew these intercept aircraft from Massachusetts and Virginia when the closest bases were McGuire and Andrews right there in the area, and those guys are sitting on standby. Andrews is specifically set up to protect Washington, D.C., that's its mission.
But were you aware that 1 week before they took Andrews off alert and that 3 months before Rumsfeld took the control from the generals who since 1958, when NORAD was set up, had the command shoot down orders, 3 months before Rumsfeld took that power from them, we have the Pentagon document.
I was not aware of that.
Isn't that amazing?
Because I know our standard procedures, we never asked a question. We were never told to go to a vice president. I mean, again, the time increments, we don't have that kind of time. Have you ever seen A Few Good Men? We don't ask questions, we just react. And you got some hot dogs out there that would have said, you know what, we're going hot, and they're taking somebody out of the sky. That's what they do. And if you remember the Corey Pavin incident and some other incidents that happened out here, it doesn't take them long to get on top of you. Even
well, there was the golfer, Payne
right.
Stewart.
Stewart.
Yeah, within what, 15? Well, within 10 minutes, planes were launched. Within 18 minutes, they were surrounded.
That's correct. It doesn't take very long for them to get on top of you. And they go hot. When they get up in the air and they're going to escort somebody, they rock their wings a couple of times till you get on the ground. And if you don't get there, they put you there. So there's some questions about that. But then you have to look at the fact that they keep going back to the fact that there were only four or five guys on these airplanes taking over these multi-engine jets. Again, did they know how to fly these jets? Where did they learn how to fly them? The flight schools in Florida don't teach you how to fly those jets there. They don't have flight schools to teach that. That has to be taught at the airline.
Well, they were such bad pilots that they would get in a Cessna in Florida and then jump out of it on the runway.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I've heard that a Cessna is literally 100 times easier to fly
Absolutely. Than
one of these huge passenger jets. And, again, the best pilots could not take off, fly 800 miles, mm-hmm. and come back perfectly in T-bone buildings.
Well, you're being made to understand that these guys were either extremely intelligent, which means that they could take over the airplane, fly this multi-engine jet without any help from anyone, knew what all the instruments were, so forth and so on, yet they were dumb enough to turn the frequency on where the controller heard a conversation where the pilot was telling everybody to sit down or there'd be trouble. They knew everything about the airplane but didn't know which button to hit for that. You see, so there's some questions there that should have been answered. No one's asked the pilot about that. No one's asked any controllers about that. No one's asked any questions about the fact that these guys could not have flown those airplanes, period. And then we're saying, well, they were able to lock themselves into the cockpit, and the whole of the cabin couldn't get into the cockpit, yet they were able to take over without any problems at all. A lot of questions that haven't been asked. They're not going to ask. It's like the elephant's in the room, and nobody wants to recognize it.
Well, again, when we had that conversation a few months ago, just you're walking up to somebody at the grocery store counter, and you're done checking out, and you're going to talk to them for 3 minutes. What do you say to them, Richard Franklin, as a former air traffic controller?
My God, I normally have a conversation for an hour. By the time I'm finished with them, they have a lot of furrowed brows. Just ask them if you know that on September 10th you didn't know anything about these guys. Then how is it on September the 12th we knew where they were going to fly and the whole nine yards after that? You have to ask yourself, and how were they able to fly without any help from an air traffic controller and a multi-engine jet visually from 30,000 feet from Albany, New York, turn that airplane around and fly all the way through the most densely populated airspace in the country at the most densely populated time of day and not hit anything else in the area? It makes no sense.
Okay, the FAA admits that day in that area, occupancy was at over 85%, mm-hmm. but magically there was a computer malfunction at United and American where exactly 20.3% were on board all four aircrafts. Not just averaged together 20.3%, but exactly 20.3% on all four aircraft. How does that happen?
Oh, absolutely not. And the other question you have to ask yourself, if you remember the question they had about the transponder, where the aircraft supposedly disappeared when you turn the transponder off, that's not the way the radar works either. So they said he turned the transponder off in Pennsylvania and the airplane disappeared for 5 minutes. The airplane doesn't disappear. The information about the aircraft disappears, not the airplane. An aircraft that size still paints a large picture on the radar. So again,
you've got the dot there with little numbers beside it.
Absolutely.
All that disappears is the little numbers.
That's correct. You don't know what he's flying at, what speed, so on, in which case the controller would have had to talk to a lot of airplanes at that point, because if you look at the flight path out there, he's going to cross a lot of flight paths, and you don't know where he's flying at that point. You're going to get everybody out of the corridor you think he's going to be flying in.
We
so
now have a
lot
clip
of
that was released
that
by one of the controllers that they claim have been destroyed. BBC played it going, saying, is this a drill? Is this the exercise?
Mm-hmm.
We now know that the CIA that morning at 8:30 just so happened to be running a drill of flying jets into New York and D.C. landmarks, and I've been told by my sources before this even came out that that was a smokescreen for NORAD and the FAA to stand down, that it was just a drill, and then later they said, oh, it's not a drill, that way it was too late. Do you have comments on that?
So was that the premise, they didn't contact the guy sitting there right there at McGuire Air Force Base sitting on the ground? Is that what the premise they used at that time? Is that what they're saying?
That's what I was told by my sources. Then it came out in the news.
That's unbelievable.
Well, I'm sure the CIA was running a drill of flying hijacked jets in the World Trade Center and Pentagon at 8:30 that morning just by total accident.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But then the official story is they never heard of such a plan. But then magically they're running a drill of the exact same thing that morning.
Yeah, that makes sense. My biggest question here now, as you tell me, is the vice president has to be informed before you shoot down a civilian aircraft.
He was in Site R outside D.C. running things, but under national security, they will not release what he said. And supposedly, he was on loudspeakers in the bunkers nationwide telling people what to do.
And what we have is the whole administration is cloaked in secrecy. We can't get any answers out here on anything that's going on right now. And again, if one of these things is true, then the entire premise that they've given us on 9/11 is all of it's a lie. And everything they've done since 9/11 has also been a lie.
Amazing. Richard Franklin, stay there, my friend. We'll be back. PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm Alex Jones.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All right, folks. In thousands of cases,
a gun on my hip and the right to arrest,
where small aircraft, large aircraft, private, commercial, get off course for even a few minutes, they are called by the towers, by the controllers, and if they don't respond instantly, and the military's over all this, again, the towers are just over when you come in for a landing, they launch fighter aircraft, and they come, and they shoot you down. And they tell you where to land. Or they follow your plane until it crashes in a safe area. If it looks like it's going into a populated area, they shoot you down. But magically, in this case, not with one, not with two, not with three, but with four aircraft over, fourth aircraft, about right around 2 hours later, and we have that from the people, we know the name of the pilot, shooting down Flight 93 finally and basically refusing orders because it was going for the Capitol. A general just ordered it shot down, going back to his old authority of 3 months prior before Rumsfeld had taken that authority away. Now, we're going to start the second hour with Richard Franklin, and I promise we'll go to Mike, Danny, Bob, Dan, and others that have been patiently holding. I appreciate you holding. I know you'll want to talk about a bunch of different issues, and I'm sure Mr. Franklin can talk about that with us as well. Then in about 30 minutes, about 35 minutes or so, we've got some other guests about the situation with the Democratic National Convention, a total promotion of the police state to condition you. But Mr. Franklin, there's so many other facets to this. I mean, we know their official stories of fraud. We know we've proven massive lies and cover-ups and changed stories over and over again. Any other key points you want to make concerning this?
Well, absolutely. The problem I'm having right now is the pilots aren't jumping up and down about the fact that these guys were allowed to perpetrate the lie that they were able to fly or learn how to fly these multi-engine jets, having only been in the country for a year and a half, and the amount of hours, the flight hours necessary just to qualify to get into a cockpit or a simulator to learn how to fly a multi-engine jet. Pilots should be up in arms. I mean, we've just told them their job isn't worth anything. Along with that, how many different things would have had to go wrong at the time for this to have happened the way it did is another question that has to be looked at. How many things would have happened the right way just for those things that happened the way they did? That's another question.
Well, bottom line, Richard, the government's official story is the biggest, most ridiculous conspiracy theory I've ever heard.
Mm-hmm. Well, I look at a lot of different things that you have to question yourself on, up to and including Henry Kissinger backing out saying, well, you know, I had a conflict of interest. Well, did you know the terrorist? Exactly how does that work when you're involved in this situation or you're afraid to look into it? Are you afraid are you going to be exposed that you know something about this that we don't want to know? Again, everybody has seemed to be covering their own behinds on this without actually understanding.
Well, we also have the commission. They've all got conflicts of interest, and they were appointed by Bush.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I look at the whole cockpit, you know, they can't have flown the way they did. They can't have looked at where they were going the way they were doing it. There are just too many things that are wrong with this whole premise. I mean, it's too many things for me even to go into right now. I had to sit down with somebody for 3 or 4 hours to talk about how many different things on that day went wrong. Let me give you a standard procedure for a guy who's flying. If I talk to you and then you stop talking to me and I'm talking to you again and you don't respond, within 2 minutes of you not responding to me, I don't ask questions, I have you escorted at that point. 2 minutes of non-communications, after I've talked to you, I will get jets to escort you to the ground.
And this is before 9/11.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you don't have to shoot them down, but you will be escorted. So if they have to get permission to be shot down, I'd even let them have that. But those aircraft were all off course for over 15 minutes. After the first plane hit the building, the second aircraft was still off course for over 15 minutes. McGuire can get in the air in less than 5 minutes. They could have been intercepted well before they ever got to that second tower. So that wasn't even a problem. They could have been escorted even without being shot down. But I'm sure that they knew they were going to be shot down. They could have turned that aircraft around if that be the case.
So again, unless nerve gas has been released and remote control is in power.
Yeah, absolutely. That's my whole thought process is they were controlling those aircraft some other way than somebody in the aircraft actually controlling them.
Because computers can fly a jet just like a cruise missile. We'll be right back. Stay with us.